Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, y'all. It's Tuesday. We have another new show. Oh, is that you, Tracy? Where are you? I don't see you. What's going on?
Oh, that's because we're hiding.
That's because it's 2020 and we can't count on anything or anybody. It's a disaster.
Fucking shit show.
It's a shit show. So, yeah. Alan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, lucky us.
Yay.
So Tracy is at home, far away from me. I'm at home, far away from her. Alan's at home, far away from the fucking world. And this is because we've had some COVID, what shall you call them, scares?
Like close calls.
Except not Alan. Alan actually got COVID. How are you feeling,
Close
Alan?
Close encounters of the COVID kind.
Yeah, no kidding. What happened to you, Alan?
So I caught it from my mom, apparently.
Ooh, never thought I'd hear anybody say that ever.
Yeah. You're a sick bitch.
I hate you. After the wedding, my mom decided that she just had to have her hair cut, and she went and got a haircut. And sure enough, she caught it while she was there. And so, like, I was in the period that, like, you can be infected, and went to get tested, and I also have it. So, like, she has it, and my grandma has it. My dad tested negative, but, like, also had symptoms, so I would assume at some point he'll probably end up with it.
What about Rach? What about Rachel?
Rachel is clean, and so, like,
of course she is.
Rachel,
she's an
and
angel.
I are having to sleep, like, separate right now so that she doesn't get it. Her dad also tested and he's negative because we were just like worrying about some of that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what day are you? Are you like, when can you sleep with Rachel again?
Coming up on this upcoming weekend.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes to sex.
What were you?
Pre-COVID sex.
What were your like symptoms?
Well, I had, for the most part, like I had a really bad headache that just kind of stuck with me.
Ooh,
and for a long
time,
my like stomach was just kind of like wishy-washy in all kinds of ways that I don't want to get onto on air.
Please, thank you.
And sinuses got really bad for me, but like I'm always already coughing. I can't tell the difference between that. I'm also always already tired.
And always
so, like,
shitting
all
your
of
pants.
That, I was like, all right, yeah, always shitting my pants. So like, that's just a part of it. That's why I stand in lines for clubs. And my name's Jessica.
Come
Romano.
On. Come on.
I wasn't going to do it, but I'm so happy you did. I wasn't going to do it.
Tracy, I'm not kidding. So you know how we're going out for our birthdays at the end of the month?
Yeah.
I literally like thought about this. I'm like, is Tracy going to be thinking the whole time that I'm like somewhere shitting my pants?
Yeah. The second you like leave my visual perspective, I'm gonna be like, she's shitting outside.
Outside like an animal.
Honestly, you know what that reminds me of so much is if you remember the Batty Halloween party.
Yeah.
There was that,
what you're gonna say.
There was that one kid who was like standing outside the bathrooms and he was like, be careful, someone threw up in there. And me, Denny and I were like, yeah, it was fucking you, dude. We got it.
He had like throw up coming down his like shirt.
Well, like he was dressed as a priest.
Yeah.
He was dressed as a priest and his collar was actually behind the toilet. And we were like,
this is getting better and better.
Oh my God. Well, Alan was not the only one with COVID scaries. So my girlfriend came to see me this week. We literally went for a walk. That was the plan. Really quick walk. And she came inside for probably a total of 20 minutes And the next day, bitch starts fucking sneezing and shit and, you know, telling me she's not feeling well. And then the day after, she tests positive for COVID. So I was like, ugh, this is the worst. You start going to, it's like you're waiting to die. Like, you know what I mean? You're just like, it's going to, you're just like, any minute it's going to hit me. Like, that's all you think about. When someone you're around tests positive, you're just like, my time is up. And you start getting Denny penned it, the COVID scaries. He's like, oh, my throat's starting to hurt. And I'm like, it's just the COVID scaries. Like, we don't actually have COVID. But it's, you know, everything that you feel, you assume you're like, you've got it.
Terrible. Fucking terrible.
It's really not fun. So we both got tested. We're both negative, thank God. But we had the COVID scaries.
I was on the phone with Jess when she found out, and she's like, oh, I got the email. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then she's like, negative. And I'm like, that's right, motherfucker. As if me and her just won like an award for the podcast.
Dude, and it's so like, proud. It's so annoying. You become like a leper. Like, Dennis is like, wouldn't come near me, like, wouldn't touch me. You know, like, I'm like, bitch, if I have it, you have it too.
How strong love is.
Yeah, except Tracy. He woke up one morning and was like, he wanted a blowjob. And I'm like, oh, so I'm not, you know, scary COVID now? Like, how is that okay? How is that okay?
It's the same rules that apply, that you can walk into a restaurant, wear your mask, and then as soon as you sit down, you don't have to wear it anymore. As if,
right.
Or like there's a curfew at 10 o'clock because you can't catch COVID after 10.
There's
no
logic.
You can't catch COVID when you have blowjobs. There's no blowjob COVID.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I was a leper a few minutes ago, but yeah. Now we're cool.
No, he's good. He's a smart cookie over there.
The other thing that I noticed, so my friend that possibly gave it to me, like, she literally called me crying. Like, you would have thought that she literally gave me like AIDS or something. Yeah, like, she was hysterical. And you know, she was really worried obviously about Cecily and you know, the baby and her sister and their babies. And you know, I realized that, like, you get Rona remorse. You've had the test, right? We've talked about that.
I've had it 3 times
up your nose, right?
Yeah, I definitely have mad microchips floating around in my brain right now, so it's fine.
Alan, what did you think of it being up your nose?
So it's concerning, right? Alan, you get it. You did it.
I did mine at CVS because, like, CVS, you can get free testing, and it comes back in, like, 2 to 3 days. But you have to give it to yourself.
Huh?
Like, you don't come in contact with the people inside. They pass you through, like, the drive-through, at least where I am. They pass through the drive-through. A bag with everything sterilized.
Whoa.
And they give you a swab and they're like, cool, you need to put that in your nose until we can't see the cotton anymore.
Yeah, okay.
What? So I had to do that, and then you swirl, and I was like, this is the worst thing in the world. And like, she just sat there, she was like, I'll let you know when you're done. And when she finished, she was like, all right. And I was like, cool, all right, that's done. And she was like, all right, other nostril. And
yeah,
like, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
you had to self-COVID?
Yeah,
self-COVID.
My best man also got tested, and he described it. He was like, you know, it's like someone hit the reset button on my life.
Yeah.
It was just like going in and just like, all right, factory reset time.
Yeah.
I went first. I didn't think it was that bad. You know, I was like, I mean, it's not comfortable. They're not, you know, not getting a massage or like poking your brain.
Right.
But I didn't think it was that bad. And Dennis went, and he literally was like, had tears coming down his eyes. Like, he couldn't take it. And I made a joke to like the doctor, and I was like, I guess it's not that funny in retrospect. But I said, all those years of doing coke in college really prepared my nose for this.
No, you didn't, Jess.
I just got a fucking stare down.
That's exactly why my experience was horrible, because I've never done it and I never prepped my nose for the.
I was just making a joke trying to make the guy laugh. Think about this dude's job. This dude's job is to just stick shit up people's nose car after car after car. I mean, you have to want to kill yourself. So I was trying to make the guy laugh, but, you know, it was. I missed. It was a miss.
Tough crowd.
Yes, you're not kidding. I was like, okay. And the baby's like next to me in the car seat. But now my friend that got everybody sick, because she got her entire family sick. They had to cancel the christening. It was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Like, so she's on like I call it the Corona apology tour. Like, she's sending everyone she came in contact with, even if they didn't get it, they're getting a gift basket. Like, she just feels Rona remorse. It's crazy. Like, think about it. Like, if you're responsible for giving someone else the Rona, it's a lot.
My mom literally called me and, like, told me, and she told me 2 days after she had gotten her test back. So I was like, you've known for 2 days, Mom. But she told me, and she was like, I hope you're not mad at me. And I was like, of fucking course I am. What are you talking about? Like, you had to go get your hair cut, and now I have this. And, like, then she went to fucking vote and had a job interview. I was like, Mom, stay the fuck home. You were literally positive for Corona.
Well, you know what? That's what happens down south. We can't trust any of y'all.
Jesus, Georgia.
I'm going down south because after my birthday, I'm trying to catch that shit. Quarantine for my kids for 2 weeks. Done. Boom.
It's actually not a terrible game plan.
Can you imagine if I was like, currently looking for people who have Corona?
Let's put a Craigslist ad out. Looking to take a 2 week vacation from kids. If you have Corona, hit me up.
Please call me. Yeah.
Wow. That's Corona so dating. We should do an episode on that.
I did Corona dating.
What?
I did Corona. I dated through Corona.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? This whole 2020, it's been Corona.
I was like, what, Tracy? What have you been doing? Scared me for a minute there. No. I mean, like, literally Corona dating. Like, you date three people positive.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Let's pick our favorite three positive people.
Oh, my God.
Let's see who has the best symptoms for Trey. Yeah. All right.
No, I think we should, do a swipe episode for her.
Oh.
What?
In addition to our dating episode.
Yeah, so...
to, like, pick our date.
Yeah, me and Alan have also discussed this, where we just take your app and we do all the swiping.
I already know how this is gonna go because I talked to Sammy and she's like are you scared for them to pick somebody? And I was like, yeah, because Jess is gonna literally be like, up muscles, nope, up facial hair, nope, up tall and skinny, yep.
We gotta do it for Valentine's Day is what.
Fuck that, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Fuck that shit.
Ooh, 2021,
you have to be like, all right, listen, we need you to take her to see Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
She wants to go to dinner before and after.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Well, speaking of dating, that's what this episode is about. So let's end the Rona talk with wear your mask. Please wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Do they wear masks down south in the hair salon, Alan? They definitely don't.
So there are masks around, but people are not always
around. They're
them.
Just like on the floor and shit.
We have, like, multiple different masks. I have two masks that we wear, like, when we go out now. So I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I said the stupidest shit the other day. Somebody had a mask that had two different sides. And I was like, two different colors. And I was like, oh, sweet. It's reversible. And they were like, that kind of doesn't make... That wouldn't
that
keep you safe. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's genius. A reversible mask. And I was like, oh, wait, just kidding. That's disgusting.
I saw a mask that I really, really want where this guy basically took and made the front of like a beak for a bird. But the mask is built into it. So it looks like you're a bird talking.
I need to see this. I need to see it.
All right, Tracy, we're Amazon Prime that to Alan right away, please.
Yeah, right away. Yep.
All right. So we're talking about dating this episode, and we're talking about dating kind of stuff that's not like mind-blowing. You're not gonna hear anything mind-blowing on this episode, but I think a lot of us we lose sight of what's normal, what's okay, what's not. You forget the very basics. So we're going back to basics, or trasics, whatever you want to call it. Dating 101. You know,
Treyway dating.
Like, I just think when you've been single for a long time, or even a short time, or no time, you just forget how to act, what's right, what's wrong. So let's talk a little bit about, dating. When you're at a date, right? You're out to dinner, let's say. Sorry, Tracy, mm-hmm. I know that's your goddamn nightmare. But you have to have a conversation with the person you're dating, right?
Uh-huh.
People have problems because they don't know what to talk about. That's always an issue. Do you have any date topic ideas? Like, you know, I think a good place to start is family, right? Everybody has a fucking family. That's a no-brainer.
Yes.
Whether you like them, love them.
Have, like, for a first date, if you have a shitty family situation, that's, like, the last thing you want to talk about. Because when people date, they know they date your family.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you don't want to scare somebody off. Also, you don't want to get too deep in, like conversation with, like, why it went south or whatever the reason is. And, like... I think it sounds theoretically like a good idea. I would keep it like
okay.
Real
so see, you're
surface.
Thinking you're thinking of it from like the ex-husband point of view. I'm thinking about
no,
it
no,
more
I'm
of like,
it, like
oh, do you have a brother? Surface. Do you have a sister?
No, yeah, for sure. But I think you got to keep it surface, like
for
like,
sure. No.
Because people,
everything
people like,
when you're dating is surface. We'll get into that later.
People,
you do not want to get deep on your first couple of dates.
That. They're like, oh, do you have a brother? Do you have a sister? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm really close with my sister, but I hate my brother. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. And then the person's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know, what happened? And then because it's like normal conversation, progressive conversation. And then all of a sudden you're like fucking knee deep into like why you hate your fucking brother. And then like it's like so uncomfortable and awkward. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a fucking pass on this one.
Oh, my God.
But you don't mean to do it. You just kind of are talking.
Okay, so you don't think you should bring up families?
I think, like, you keep it, like, if you do, you're like, oh, yeah, I have three sisters and two brothers. You know, they don't all live close, and that's it. And, like, keep it moving. Like, what about you? Like, instead of being like, yeah, I have a sister, and I love her, we're really close, and then I have a brother who I really don't talk to, and, like, I fucking hate him, and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, keeping it
For example, I'd say I've got two brothers, but, like, I wouldn't say I've got a brother in the military and one who's on meth.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, but sometimes people naturally give that information away. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but they do.
Well, that's where we're skipping ahead. That's on our do not overshare. So yes,
overshare,
do not
yeah.
overshare on your first couple of dates. But I think if you're looking for a topic and you know, the conversation's quiet, I think talking about families, especially if yours is an okay one, is a good one to bring up.
I think talking about vacations or places that you'd like to
traveled,
see. Travel.
Love that. Vacations, traveling, great idea. Where have you been? Where do you want to go? Yeah. What do you like? You can see what you guys have in common this way, too, because
and
you know what?
Big.
If I freaking talk to somebody and they're like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to go to the Appalachian Mountains. I'm like, okay, date's over. I'm not hiking, climbing.
Hell yes.
You know, like, if they're like, oh, I want to go to the Bahamas, so, I'm in.
Yes, there was this one guy who was so fucking hot. I'm like, this guy's it. Yum, he's delicious, he's sweet, he's adorable, he's, like, so thoughtful, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, yeah, like, I just really want to, like, go to Colorado and, like, go, like, dirt biking and, like, hiking and climbing. You know, just, like, fishing, nature shit. And I was like, I'm not even going to fucking waste your time here. I'm like, I'm not happy unless there's like outlets I could plug my fucking blow dryer into. So we're going to have to move along here.
So
I'm thinking more like travel is like Greece or like vacations, like on a beach somewhere. Also, I want to make sure that you're not a tourist. Like I'm not going to Italy and like I need to see like the Leaning Tower of Pisa or like the fucking the churches and cathedrals. I don't fucking need to see that shit.
Yes, this is so you can actually use these date topic ideas to your advantage because you can kind of see where they're at, you know, if they are excited about camping, you know.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. You can gracefully bow out.
Gracefully.
I think animals for me is a good one that I always think about. Like, I'm always like, oh, do you have any animals? Did you grow up with animals? Do you like animals? Because I know in my life, I will always be surrounded by them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm interested. You know, the second they're like, I fucking hate cats. I'm like, well, I planned on having a few of them in my later years. So music is a great one. I think if you're not on the same page musically, you might be with the wrong guy.
100%. You have to take road trips with these people. You have to, even driving an hour in a car to go visit family or like for a holiday, listening to the wrong type of music for an hour is the worst fucking situation you could be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will never date somebody who likes like hardcore rock or punk music or maybe even country. Like, I could never fucking do it because I'm like, I would fucking sit there and be like, this, it's been 12 minutes. It feels like an hour and a half. Like, this is. Three songs is like the longest thing you've ever heard.
I agree. I like country banger here and there, but I can't take like an album of country music.
Mm-mm.
I saw a meme the other day that was like, country music just slaps different when you turn that shit off.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Well said.
Very well said. Work, obviously, and this is an important one for you that you do not want to miss because if he does not bring up work, he might not be working.
He does not have a job.
That's a concern. That's what we call a red flag. So that's always good to talk about work. And, you know, you can pry a little here. Ask about their passions or what they want to do. Maybe within their company they want to grow. And this is stuff you can kill time with this one too.
And also if a guy brings up his job, he's more than likely super successful at it because he wants a little bragging rights about it. If it takes you asking what he does and he admits it, he's probably low on the totem pole because he doesn't want to talk about it. It's not a huge moneymaker, whatever. But if he's like, oh, this is what I do, blah, 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 and like, I'm really passionate. I've been doing it since forever. And my goals is to like build a company. He's probably already pretty successful in it because he's sharing information that normally doesn't have to be shared. So he wants to impress you by his job.
Yes. Love that. Yes, yes, yes. That's really, really good point.
More dating, I think, is listening and seeing the way that people explain themselves, like, and their life to you. It's not even like the content they're saying. It's more of like their delivery of it.
Well, you know, that's the other thing I want to talk about. On these dates, a lot of time, I think women forget this, but the guy's always trying to impress you. Like, you might realize whether he likes you or not, he's still going to try to impress you. So, you know, it's okay to react to some of these things. You might not be impressed with everything he throws at you, but don't act like you're not interested or act bored. Like, that's not going to get you a second date. It's just not. So remember that, you know, when he's talking to you, like, to kind of, you know,
engage. Ask about it.
Yeah.
Look concerned.
Yes.
Look attentive. Look excited. Look like if there's something that you don't like casually bring it up. Like, oh, you know, I really, if he's like, oh yeah, I've only had like two girlfriends my whole life. And it's like, oh, are you very serious? Like, stay away from commitment? Or, you know, do you really just like dating a lot of different people? Or are you more like a bachelor? Like, casually bring it up, but let him like act like he came up with the answer. Guys love that too, when they think they came up with shit, even though you're planting it in their head and they don't see it coming. Let them explain that to you, but don't come off like judgy. Just like give them the open-ended question of it so that they can explain themselves without being like, why have you only had two girlfriends? Why, what are you fucking crazy? Like, why do you... Well, instead be like,
Tracy,
oh,
this
you,
is...
you only had two girlfriends because, you know, you like to be in deep relationships and you don't jump into things.
Yes. Or, use your like, power as a woman to manipulate him.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
this is our main source of power here is manipulation over men. So use it to your advantage when talking and getting to know him, because it will then make him feel more comfortable and you'll get more information and you'll know if he's a waste of time or not.
But Tracy, you brought up something really good, which is, you know, things that you never want to do when you're on a date, right? And one of those things is you want to maybe be persuasive, or like I said, use your, you know, pussy as power, use that to your advantage, but you never want to interrogate him. And within the first few minutes of your date, asking about children, wedding plans, you know, his 401k. Oh, these things are all very interesting, but for God's sakes, you got to get to know him a little bit first.
Those
you know?
Are like six date questions.
Yeah. So, you know,
I mean, you can casually ask about like, you know, down the road, like, do you ever plan on having your own kids, but not like, do you want to get married right away? Like, do you want to, how many kids do you want? Like, more of just the open-ended of like, is kids something you ever thought about having? Like, do you have nieces and nephews or something? Like,
men are, use it as a gateway. Men are commitment phobes, and the fastest way to get them to go into their shells to start interrogating them, because they're like, oh, well, this is the start of my life. Like, it already feels like I'm married. You don't want to do that on a date. You want to have fun on a date. You want to make it light.
Like I've told you guys before, I announced like right off the bat that I have kids and I don't want any more kids, because I don't want to waste anyone's time or money on dinner or drinks, because I don't do dinner, but money on food of any kind, and wasted time if they want something that I don't want. Sometimes a guy will be like, oh, I totally appreciate that you have kids and blah, blah, blah. Like, I never even saw myself having kids. If I did, it was a bonus. Sometimes they'll do that. Or they'll be like, I do want kids, but like, if it's with the right person, I may change my mind. Or they'll be like, I do want kids one day. Like, So you'll know based on their answer if it's worth like giving it a shot and seeing, or if like, don't fucking waste my time, or I have a shot with this guy.
Yeah, I think your situation is very unique though. You know what I mean?
But like, there's a lot of divorced women who are dating who literally jump right into too much information. And then like I put it out there right away, because I just want them to know. Right. I don't do it in an aggressive manner. I do it in a laughing manner. Usually I'll say something like, they'll be like, oh, so what do you do? And I'm like, well, I work from home. I am also a stay-at-home mom. I have three kids. I'm divorced, mom of three. LOL, run while you can. And they'll be like, that doesn't scare me. And it's almost like,
Tracy, you should be like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. and they should, they'll be like, oh, that's nice. Like, what's your kid's name? And be like, well, actually, I have two. No, actually, no, no, there's three. Actually, no. Just keep it. Yeah. Just slowly add them in every time you talk.
It's so funny because they take it as like the weirdest challenge because I'll be like, hurry, run while you can. Like, I make a joke out of it. And they're always like, that shit doesn't scare me. I'm not running it. I'm not going anywhere. And it's literally textbook. Every guy I've ever said that to says the same thing back.
All right. Another thing.
It's like they were taught to say that. It's so.
Well, yeah. Men like a challenge. It's a no-brainer challenge. All right. Another thing to never do on a date. Don't be the chaser. Okay.
Oh no.
Listen to me. Men, I know this is a total gender stereotype, but men, they're born like wolves. They like to chase. They like to hunt their meat.
There's a reason why men love playing video games, because they need to win.
Right. Right. And I know women are usually the ones, like, we're the ones that plan the vacation. We make the dinners. We organize the kids' sports and the schedules, right? So we're natural, take charge, and we want to, you know, be the ones to be like, hey, when's the next date? Hey, you know, but when it comes to dating, do the opposite of what you do in your life. It's ass backwards, but it's a game. The dating game. It's a game, you know?
On that note, if a guy is like, oh yeah, let's go out, and then doesn't plan the date, do not volunteer to plan it for him. He should be planning.
Agree.
Where you're going and what you're doing, because here's why. If he gets used to you doing it on the first date, he will get used to you always doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he's like, oh, even on our first date, like, she called, she made the reservation, blah, 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 she told me where we were going. No, ask him, where are we going? And he says, oh, I don't know, where do you want to go? You always say, surprise me, to give him the power of deciding where you're going, but letting him know, like, I want to be swept off my feet. Mr. Big Me.
This is the thing. If you do all this stuff for him, you're stealing his job. And it's clouding your vision, because now you're too invested in him and he hasn't even proven himself worthy.
He hasn't done shit.
He hasn't done shit. And you give too much that early, that's how you get ghosted without an explanation. That's how it happens.
They're like, oh, she was too controlling. She even picked like where we went to dinner. No, bitch, you didn't pick where we went to dinner, so I had to. Don't even give him the chance to do that.
You'll have a clearer vision if he cares about you, if he's trying to impress you, and trying to impress you is planning the date, picking a restaurant, making an effort. Letting him do that, I promise you, will lower your risk of getting hurt. I promise you that. Take things slow.
Hold him accountable.
Yes, let him do the chasing. Hold him accountable. Wow, love that. Hold his motherfucking ass accountable. Another important thing, which we talk about all the time, which is don't ignore the red flags, right?
I'm queen of this. They all look orange to me.
Because you know what? You want to see, I think also too, we want to see the best in people. And so you see so many other boxes check off. You're like, okay, so what's that little box? Like, does that little box matter? Is it really that important?
Right there. That's what it is. You see so many things you've been looking for. And then you're like, oh, fuck it. This one thing is not that big of a deal. But it is.
But it is. A red flag's a flag. A flag is a flag. And
Six flags. More flags, more fun.
Yeah. Six flags. They're all important flags, right? That's why we don't call it five flags. There's no two flags. It's six flags. They're all, the flags are important. You must pay attention to every single one of them. Don't ignore them. You're wasting your time, because eventually the red flags are going to come back to bite you and the relationship's going to crumble because of it. And now you've wasted all this time because you tried to ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I think, you know, and I know Tracy, this is not up your alley, because you make very quick decisions. But I really, really think, I really, really think you should give men a second chance. I think if you've had a first date and you're unsure and you're like, we didn't really vibe, he wasn't for me.
No, my concern is like, he didn't text me when I got home to make sure I got home okay. That's fucking something that bothers me, that I'm like, did you not give a fuck? Like, the date's over, oh well, I'm over it.
I get it. I do get it. That would make me nuts too.
I'm not like, fuck, he skipped leg day. I don't fucking do that.
I get it. But I'm just, I think every guy, give them a second chance to prove themselves. If the second time around he doesn't do that, you know he's trash. And you can put him there and feel confident about your decision. But you know what? You never know. Sometimes they get nervous. Sometimes they don't know what to do. You got to remember, too, like, they're taking you on a date for a reason. Like, they want to get to know you. They're looking for companionship, too. And they're nervous, mm-hmm. too. They feel what you feel. You know, we don't. Sometimes we take away men's feelings. They have them, too.
Yeah.
I think another thing that you should do that's important when you're dating is let your friend set you up. If your friend has someone they suggest you meet, I really, really recommend you do it. I think your friends know you best. And this isn't like a play for me to let you pick your next boyfriend.
This is just manipulating me.
But sometimes,
like, very subtly, to let me pick your next. No.
Sometimes your friends, not that they know you better than you know yourself, but they know what you need. And
yeah.
You know, and I think if you have friends that are offering, if they're like, oh, I know someone that's great for you. I know it sounds scary because you're just like, oh, but give it a chance. I think that's always something when you're dating that you should give a try.
Mm-hmm.
Let your friends set you up. And you know what? The thing is, too, really, at the end of the day, I think to make these dates work, you have to be okay with being single. Like, if you go on these dates too eager and like desperate, mm-hmm. it comes off on the dates, you know what I mean? And if you're okay with being single and you're okay with your and you're happy with yourself, you won't you know, as Denny always says, to sabotage, desperation is a stinky cologne.
Not philosophically tell her that.
He tries everything with her. It doesn't work.
Oh my God.
You know, like,
the thing is, like, guys smell confidence from the second you walk.
Yes, yes. You should be confident on a date.
A guy once told me, so we were going out to get drinks, and he was like, you want to stop by my apartment on the way there? Like, we could just, like, talk a little bit, because I got there early for the reservation. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll just come there first, blah, blah, blah. So I walked up and, like, whatever, went into his apartment, and he literally goes, your presence is, like, not only intimidating, it's overwhelming. Like, you made me feel like a guest in my own apartment.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not really sure.
I instantly got defensive, because yeah. I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I don't know, you have like this presence where he's like, you walk into a room and like you kind of like command the room. And I was like, oh, you meant it as like a compliment? And he was like, yeah, it's a big compliment. And I was like, oh, I took that as like a major insult.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, you just have like this, you radiate confidence. And he's like, and like, you may, you know, have things that like that you don't like about yourself, that like you don't let us know that ever. And I'm like, no, I was like, I'm pretty like a pretty confident person.
Is
like,
being overconfident a bad thing?
Yeah, I think so. That's cocky.
Whoa.
There's a fine line between cocky and confidence.
Interesting. You're right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So like,
you could tell when a guy's cocky. He rolls up in his fucking expensive car and he fucking shooting off numbers, wearing his most expensive watch, like walking into the room like he's a fucking asshole and he owns the place. Or there's the person that's confident, that when they walk into the room, they don't do it in a savage way, but people instantly react to them. That's the difference.
Right. Okay. That's important. I like that. I think,
like, when you walk into a room and everyone looks at you, like, whether you realize it or not, that person that you're with will realize it.
And I think we as women are attracted to confidence for sure. And I think men are also attracted to that as well. So it's something that you should work on if you feel maybe intimidated or scared to go on dates. You know, maybe try not to show it as much all the time.
I think before you go on a date, if you are an insecure person, you look in the mirror and you list like the top three things that you like about yourself. They could be anything. Not like the way you look, but it's like ambitious, a survivor, whatever your top three things are about yourself. Look at yourself, say them and believe them. And then when you go out, it'll just project off you, whether you realize it or not.
Yes. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we have so much more. We're going to have Denny's dating do's and don'ts. We're going to talk about the five stages of dating. We'll be right back.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Baddies, it's time to invest in yourself today. It's time to get better. It's time to get BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that makes it easy to communicate with a professional therapist. No more sitting around in an uncomfortable waiting room, making eye contact with other people there, wondering why they're there. Are they wondering why you're there? No, you can do this safe and privately, all online. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/badexamples. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/badexamples. Do you know how many messages I've gotten on Instagram saying they can't stop playing Best Fiends? I'm sorry, but if Tracy and I are going to be playing Best Fiends all day, then we want you to be playing Best Fiends all day. Join us with this game, Best Fiends. We love it. We can't stop playing. And there's a reason why, because there's a million levels to clear. And it feels like we've only just begun, even though we've been playing quite some time. Collect all these cute characters and kind of get your brain going. You know, every time you level up, it's like you've accomplished something. And listen, there's not much going on these days. Best Fiends makes you feel like you did it. You've done it. You've accomplished something. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Did we mention it's free? Free game, Best Fiends. Go play. La Rêve Beauté is one of our newer sponsors. And you may have heard me rave about them before because I am truly, truly obsessed. What makes La Rêve Beauté different than other beauty companies? Simple, easy, the lashes. They've reinvented the lash game. So La Rêve Beauté has a lash system that uses pressure-sensitive adhesive technology called the Mystique Eyeliner that allows La Rêve lashes to pop right on. You apply the eyeliner and the lashes stick to the eyeliner. No glue necessary. The eyeliner is waterproof, smudge-proof, doesn't make a mess, and it comes in 6 different colors. If you can put on eyeliner, you can put on these lashes. The best way to experience this lash system is by subscribing to the Beauté Box. 2 lashes and 1 Mystic eyeliner will be delivered to your doorstep every month, as well as a free cosmetics product each month. This is a win-win, guys. It's customizable. Subscribers get to choose their lash style and the liner color each month with flexible plans worth over $120, starting at just $73 a month. Today, we're offering our listeners an extra set of lashes and Mystique eyeliner when you subscribe to the Beauté Box. That's 3 sets of lashes and 2 liners in your first box. Go to larevbeauté.com and use the code BADEXAMPLES and get an extra set of lashes and Mystique eyeliner. That's La Rêve Beauté, LareveBeauté.com/badexamples. That's 3 sets of lashes and 2 liners in your first box. I know you're going to love this system because I love this system. Go to larevbeauté.com, use the code BADEXAMPLES at checkout. That's LareveBeauté.com/badexamples. And we're back.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's discuss, what do you wear on a first date, Tracy? Do you have any ideas about this?
Yeah. I think on a first date, you have to pick a body part.
Wow.
What?
I love that.
Yeah. You pick a body part. It's arms, stomach, chest, or legs. So if you want to show your arms, you go like with like just like something that's not like busty, like maybe like a boat neck, like a higher neck of something. You show like all arms. If you want to do legs with a short skirt, you got to like be covered on top. You want to do chest, everything else. You just have to pick an area, or like a crop top and like a high waisted something with heels, whatever it is. Always pick like an area that you want to accentuate. That's like your best feature, and you go with that. But like, don't go with more than two of those at the same time.
I love that advice more than anything. I think that's where you start. Do you feel like
you can expose later on? Go sexy, like the third date, like amp it the fuck up.
That's what I was gonna ask. That's what I was gonna ask, because I think in my younger days, when I went on a date, I pulled out all the stops on the first date, and then for the second date, I had nothing really to nowhere to go from there. So I'm wondering what you think about maybe not downing it, but like maybe more casual, make it more comfortable. Like, I just feel like if you walk in on a first date in your best heels and your shortest skirt, like, you also don't want to intimidate him. Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
That's why I think there's four body parts, right? That I said, stomach, chest, legs, or arms. You pick two of those on the first date, and then you switch it up on the second date. And then the third date, which is usually like, oh, the third date rule where I'm gonna have sex with him. A lot of people say that, right? That's the thing. I don't have that rule, but a lot of people fucking say that. So on the third date, I think you hit him with like bombshell, blah blah blah. So he's like, holy shit. And then like the fourth date, you guys go like bowling or to a movie, and then you're casual. So he's like, she can do the chest. She could do the legs. Mm-hmm. She could do sexy. She could do casual. Guys love that, like, oh, I'd rather when you don't wear makeup, or like less makeup that I don't know you're wearing, like a ton of it. So like something very casual. So he sees in the first four dates all four looks of you. And he's like, oh, wow, I definitely would bring this girl around.
All four looks. I love it. Question. So you brought up like sex on the third date. Now, we've all had sex on all different days of dating, right? Like first, last, like...
Yeah.
There's sometimes no rhyme or reason. Like, I've had sex on the first date, and then I've also had sex, like, made guys wait 6 months. Like, I, for no reason. Like, just because I feel like it. So,
it's like a control thing.
I was just going to say, what are the rules? And, Alan, I'm curious what you think about this. And again, I know it sounds so, like, gender stereotypical, but, like, I do still feel like there's that pressure that I just feel like if you do sleep with him on the first date, he just has nothing to chase anymore, and he has nothing to – he's won you already. And it's – sometimes that makes men lazy. I don't know. Alan, do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I've been on both sides of that technically. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was one time in college that there was this girl I was really into, and, like, we really got along. But for whatever reason, there just never seemed to be that moment that it was like, all right, cool, I'm going to make my move. And I waited too long, and like somebody else slept with her before I like ever got to start dating her, really.
Whoa.
And it was like, okay, all right, I waited too long. And then I've also been in a moment where it's like, cool, we slept together on the first date, and yeah, it was just kind of like, all right, great, that was fun.
I also think sexual tension's very important, and when you make them wait, the sex is better because the tension's built up. And it's like you've been kind of imagining in your head what it's going to be like. And then when you actually do it, it's like all the emotions. You know what I mean?
You know, a little bit, yeah. I mean.
Did your voice just crack, Alan?
No.
Are we making you nervous?
A little bit. No, I mean, I can see that. Like, when Rachel and I first got together, it was like a long time sort of building up. That wasn't like a lot of. There wasn't a lot of sexual tension between us until like kind of the night of.
Whoa.
And then it was just about a, like, all right, cool, tequila.
Wait, you were drunk the first time you had sex with her? Not the first time you had sex, but with her, with Rachel?
We weren't drunk. We were a couple of shots in.
It's the best. I love drunk sex.
We were like watching American Horror Story and taking spooky shots. And then suddenly it was like, all right, cool, I guess we're going to do this.
All right. I think there's like two sides of everything. Like, I see Alan's side where it's like it's almost awkward because you're like, the sexual tension's been there for so long. Are we fucking doing this or are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I mean, if your skills are really good, sometimes sex on the first date like locks his mind in because he's like, holy shit, Okay. Then there's also the ones that are like, I literally won't talk to a girl if I fuck her on the first night.
Yeah.
Because I can't bring that type of girl home. And then there's those ones, like, I spoke to my friend Reggie about this not too long ago because he was having, like, he was supposed to having, like, a live and asking questions or whatever.
Who the hell is Reggie?
One of my really, really good friends. So
I never heard of Reggie.
He does these, like, these lives every Wednesday, and he was talking about it, and he was like, and I said to him, I was like, girls will literally, if we like somebody, we will mentally hold out because we think that that's going to get him to like mm-hmm, us. Mm-hmm. So we'll go have sex with somebody else to distract us so that we are on our most resistant game for the guy that we do like.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. he was like, no fucking way do girls do this. I was like, girls, raise your hand in this chat if you fucking do this. And it was like, hand up. Cause I've literally been here before. I've been like, wow, I really like this guy. Like, we've been texting and I don't want to do anything with him. So like, if I have sex and if I satisfy that craving right now, I'll be really good tomorrow. Cause I won't need it tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
I've done this. And he's like, that's fucking insane. And I was like, no, it isn't.
But Tracy,
I was like, that's how we think, because you guys manipulate us to believe like, once a hoe, never a housewife. Like, that's what you guys say shit to us. So like, we believe that like, we sleep with you on the first night, we're never gonna hear from you again.
You don't think there's some truth to that?
I think there's truth to all three scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I'm like, this is how it works, because literally if guys were like, no, I'd bring home a girl who I slept with on the first night for sure and have proven that they will, we would not be acting like this.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, it comes from somewhere.
I've had very, very successful relationships where I fucked him on the first night.
Right.
So
sure.
I am not the advocate for holding out. I mean, I have held out in relationships like lasting months, like 4 or 5 months, and not done anything. And then we ended up breaking up, and like, not because of that, but like, I could be like, wow. And I didn't fuck him. I'm so fucking happy.
Dude, isn't that the best when it doesn't work out? And you're like, oh, I never gave him the business. Win-win.
Yeah. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Aren't you? It's so much better.
Yeah. But also I've had really successful relationships where I slept with them on the first night because the sexual tension was just there and there's no denying it. And it's like, I'm not going to be fucking fake. Like, everything is telling me that I need this right now, and him too. And then like, it lasts a long time because you guys were just really fucking honest with like what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fine line, and I can't be the one to judge and say that because I don't want to be a hypocrite because I've been in both scenarios. Like, I don't know.
You know what? This brings me to Denny's dating do's and don'ts, because one of the things that he mentions is something that we're talking about now.
Denny's do's and don'ts.
I actually hate him. His number one, don't drink red wine. He said, there's no bigger turnoff than when a girl's drinking red wine and she smiles and her teeth are stained.
They don't get stained that second. It takes like a lifetime of drinking red wine to stain your teeth.
No red wine. He's very much Denny. Against it.
All right, I'm here for it.
Don't eat wings. This is what he said. He's useless. Don't eat wings. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure how many women are fucking destroying wings on a first date, but okay.
No, I'm with him on this. And don't eat spaghetti.
Oh, ew, the like face you make when you suck a noodle in. I want to throw up.
Females, when you go out to dinner, order something that can be cut. And
yeah.
You can gracefully put it in your mouth. That
Hello, it doesn't no even burgers. Have to be a salad. It doesn't even have to be a salad.
No. I think salad's the worst thing you could do on a first date because instantly the guy's like, oh, fuck, she's pulling the salad routine. Oh, I'm not that hungry on a first mm-hmm. date. No, order fucking food, but don't order a burger. Don't order slurping spaghetti. Like, order pasta that's small enough to fit into your mouth one bite at a time. There's literally nothing more disgusting than watching someone eat. Like, I went on a date the other night and we got elotes, which is the Mexican street corn.
Oh, my favorite.
And I literally cut it off the corn And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, the day you see me on a date racking off a fucking ear of corn, you're wrong. It's not going to happen. Because have you ever watched someone eat corn? It's filthy.
Oh, yeah. I videotape my father doing it every time he eats
it. Yeah. I will never do that in front of somebody. So I fucking cut it off and ate it with a spoon. And I'm like, I'm not even fucking sorry. Judge me, but you're not going to see me fucking slurping off an ear of corn. You're not going to see it happening.
So I think that's where Jenny was going with the don't eat wings. Like, don't be an animal. Don't get sloppy drunk. This is something that I think we get nervous on a first date or on maybe on a second date. So you start drinking a little too much. I mean, you don't want some guy you barely know holding your hair back. It's not a good look.
Also, if you're on a date and you're a grown-up, like, you should know your limit anyway.
Yeah.
Make it two drinks. Do not go above two drinks. Even if you're on your second and he's still going, take your time and drink it slowly so that you can have control over it. Only two drinks max on a date.
Don't talk about your ex. I mean, this seems like a no-brainer, but if you're going through a breakup and you're going through heartache, sometimes you don't realize how much you talk about that person maybe that you're missing. Don't do it on your first date. He doesn't want to hear about it. He really, really doesn't want to hear about it. And just like you wouldn't want to hear about his crying about his ex. It's just don't do it.
If he happens to bring it up, just move past it and be like, it's a long story for another day, and like walk past it, and then let him bring it up another time, like down the road, if he really wants to hear about it.
And the only dude that Denny gave us for Denny's do's and don'ts, he clearly doesn't get the game, is do jerk off. He said you make better decisions when you jerk off ahead of time because you have more self-control. So
wow. that's fucking ingenious. Yeah. I never thought of it like that, but that's fucking incredible. You really do have more self-control when you just jerked off.
Yeah, he said that, I don't know if this is a Denny thing or a men thing, but he said that, you know, he would jerk off before almost all of his dates. You know, he said also it helps with stamina. So
incredible. This is probably the best thing Denny's ever said.
The best is, I was like, I said to him for Denny's do's and don'ts, do you bring a condom on the date? And his response was, what's a condom? So I said, okay, you're done. We're done with this. Bye. Game's over.
What do you mean, what's a condom? Jess and Denny are king and queen of condoms. They have a fucking fishbowl full of them.
Yeah, apparently single Denny does not know what a condom is.
Oh, well.
I was like, God. Okay, cool.
Something about being in a relationship with Jessica made him go, all right, I'm good with
that. I'm double wrapping it. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
And that is Denny's do's and don'ts. Let's discuss the five stages of dating. I want to know what you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stage number one, attraction. That makes sense, right? We can all agree that, like, that's number one. Yeah. That's kind of an obvious thing. Like, you both have to be attracted to each other for this to want to get anywhere.
Like, of course, a guy can be ugly and he has this great personality and you become attracted to him then. Or he could be really hot and have a shitty personality and then be unattractive to you. But that's, you have to have some type of initial pull towards that person.
So this is actually also called the fantasy stage or honeymoon stage. And, it means that during this time, like, everything about your partner seems perfect.
You're like obsessed with them.
Yes, you're obsessed with them.
And it should be both ways.
Yes.
You can't be obsessed with somebody who doesn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, so stage one.
That's called stage five clinger.
Stage one, everything is like amazing, right? That's stage one. Everyone's feeling good. So stage two is uncertainty. So what uncertainty is, it's kind of like this like power tussle. So, you know, this is where a lot of relationships, like, they're going great and then they just end because you're not really sure what you want, right?
I think when someone is like, oh, wow, I'm really attracted to them and I had a great time with them, then the insecurities slip in. It's
bingo.
Like,
you start seeing pet peeves, things that, like, you start seeing flaws in your partner. It's like the reality sets in of the situation.
Yeah. Or, like, you start insecure about yourself, like, oh my God, does he really like me? And that's when girls get crazy.
Yes.
And like start double texting or like double calling.
Yes.
And then if he doesn't answer like in 5 hours, like, oh my God, he's ghosting me. And then you overreact. And then he's like, bitch, I was fucking napping after the gym. Like, Like, you like people have to stop doing that. Like, you can go 24 hours without texting, and it doesn't mean he's ghosting you.
Mm-hmm.
It just means he needs space. He just met you. He's just getting to know you. He's not your man. Calm down.
He's not your man. Calm down. Love that. So stage three is exclusivity. So this is the stage where, you know, after you're like smitten by him, after you've kind of like accepted his flaws, that you guys both decide like we're committing to each other and both people are agreeing to this. That's it.
And both people need to be verbally agreeing to it. Like,
yes, you, verbally.
Like, we are girlfriend and boyfriend. Like, it needs use the words, because he could be like, oh, yeah, you know, I think we should take this like to the next level. Or like if he's like, yeah, I really, really like you. That does not mean you are his girlfriend. Until he uses the word, this is my girlfriend, you are not his girlfriend.
Wow. I got chills.
Super fucking important. Because girls will be like, yeah, that's my man. Like, and he's like, I never fucking said that. Like, what do you mean?
It's like the Mariah meme. Like, I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know her. Yeah. That's literally what girls do. And it freaks guys out, because he's like, bro, she just made me like that. She fucking called me her boyfriend. Like, I never fucking said that to her. You need to, he needs to say the words that this is like, introduce you to, this is my girlfriend. Blah, blah, blah. That's how you know. I don't care if it's the change of Facebook status. It's got to be something that signifies you are his girlfriend substantially before you use that word. Because if you use it and he didn't say it, it's going to freak him out.
Stage four. Now, this one's tricky because it's intimacy, but it's not what you think. It's not like stage four fucking.
Like, I think intimacy is more like sleeping over.
Intimacy is like...
And not fucking sleeping over, just like waking up to somebody.
Yes. So like, that's the bonding. That's like, this is more than physical intimacy. This is like, you got to let your guard down intimacy. This is what you have trouble. This is why you don't get to stage four, because you're letting somebody in. You're becoming vulnerable. Yeah. You don't hold back. You're vulnerable. It's actually like the definition of true intimacy. It's not, like I said, it's not, you know, banging. That's not stage four. Stage four is not like banged them. Well, we're on stage four. No, we're there.
Stage four is more like what Jess would say is like making love. Like, it doesn't have to be making love sex. It's like making love of like having that connection, like with you guys, like, and your energy and all that shit, like everything is super aligned. That's where I fuck up, because I don't unite sex and love together, and I am very cold when it gets like that, unless you're already mine, and then I'm like super open, but whatever. But like meeting somebody and getting to know them, like letting my guard down and letting them in, like I do not do.
So, all right, we've gone through attraction, right? Uncertainty. You're like, all right, if I'm attracted to him, we like each other, things are great. Then you're like, I don't know, he farts in his sleep, that's fucked up. Then you're like, you know what, this is cool, I'm into it, we're going to be exclusive. Then you're like, okay, now I've let my guard down, and now I'm on another level of intimacy with this person. Now we're at stage five, which is engagement. And it doesn't necessarily mean like we got engaged and we got married. No. Yeah, this is like another level of commitment. So this is the stage where you do it for life.
Engagement is like introducing them to your family, doing stuff that he likes that you can get to feel very comfortable in his world, and like cross-reference that, like him doing really things that you would want to do, like visiting your grandmother. Like, that's like engagement is like another level of like commitment to each other without like it, oh, I have a rock.
Yeah. And the engagement part is also, it's the hardest, because if you've, you know, have differences along the way, it's not a big deal until you get to this point, because you're like, okay, no, this is it. Like, this is it. I want you forever, you want me forever. And again, it doesn't have to end in a marriage, but you decided that you want this relationship to last, and you're both agreeing to it.
Also, engagement, you could file that under like living together or moving in together.
Absolutely.
You see how somebody else lives. Like, if you could live with this person and like you have the same technique, like somebody may be super OCD and then someone may be the opposite, and it's like, I can't fucking live with this person. Like, they can't keep up with how I like things. Or you guys may be perfectly aligned, and it's like, does he give a shit if there's a towel hanging over the chair? Is he going to flip out about that down the road in 20 years and like make me feel abused from it? Like, ugh, you know what I mean? You have to feel comfortable about shit like that.
No,
like,
you're right. So those are the five stages of dating. And I think they're important because I think women try to maybe jump around.
Push them and like cut them out of order.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like, and the order is important because you can't, he can't force you to rush it and you can't force him to rush it. It's kind of like there is steps.
These steps, the names of the steps are extremely misleading. They don't always mean phonetically what exactly, like the engagement. It doesn't mean exactly the attraction doesn't mean exactly. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. they're the words that the categories of the five steps aren't exactly what we're saying they have to be. I think we did a good job at like explaining what they meant in not like the normal,
yes.
like immediate seeing it form. Do you know what I mean? I think there's like way more intimacies along the way for each step.
You know, talking about, dating, don't forget we are still taking submissions for Flavor of Trey. If you have a friend that's a guy that you think would be a good match for Tracy, send an email to where, Alan?
dimlywitproductions@gmail.com.
dimlywitproductions@gmail.com. we are going to do a big season 5 banger, so we need all the men to choose from. Keep sending them. We're still taking applications. We're still narrowing it down, picking the best. At this point, doesn't matter where they live, who they are. If you think they're a good match for Tracy, send them over. And while we're talking about that, we brought up Patreon. Alan, explain what Patreon is for people that might not know.
So Patreon has bonus content. If you buy a certain level, you get ad-free episodes. If you sign up for $3 or more, you get a monthly like private mini-sode.
Yes,
it's just and a place for bonus content.
For example, Tracy and I are going hard for our birthdays at the end of the month. And for Patreon, baddies, we'll be getting, they'll be getting a video from Tracy and I while we're probably really drunk. So me and Tracy will be taking videos, sending them to just our Patreon baddies so you guys can be there with us as we party. This is going to be my first night on the town as a mom. So
this is going to be her first night out in like,
yeah, I'm sure I'll cheat on Dennis. I'm sure it'll be a disaster.
Super aggressive.
I'm sure it'll be a
disaster. At the Cuban restaurant that we're going to.
Oh, we're not going to a club?
It's like a bar restaurant, but it's Cuban themed. So there'll be lots of poppies there for you to cheat on Dennis with.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be a shit show and our Patreon baddies are going to get a lot of behind the scenes from that. So check us out there. You know, as always, the best way to support the show is sharing it with a friend, reviewing, rating 5 stars, not, you know, 4 stars is okay, but we prefer 5. And yeah, we love you guys. And for all of our dating baddies, you know, the dating game, it's, you just gotta go with the flow. And you gotta open yourself up. It's scary, for sure.
For sure. We understand you guys.
Yeah.
Like, go in with the fucking confidence that like you control the date and it's on your time, your schedule, and you'll feel so much better.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Maybe don't go into someone's apartment and have them say, "I feel like you just owned my apartment." Tracy, I can't believe you said that. What do you say to you, that guy?
I feel like a guest in my
life. I fucking can't. Okay.
I said, okay.
See, that's a guy that cannot handle Treyway. And she found that out right away.
And you know how I knew that? Because he was exactly my parents' type. And I should have fucking known it from the start. He was not Tracy's type. And right away, I knew it.
We love you, baddies. We will see you when? Next Tuesday?
See you next Tuesday, hoes.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.